Shinchaf, Seif Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches is all one inyan. Schitas Begadim. The beginning of the simon was Schitas Peiros. The next part of the simon was about ice, Shelag Ubarad. And now we're going to go into the sugya of Schitas Begadim. Begadim obviously doesn't have to be mamish a beged, doesn't have to have a shem beged, but anything which absorbs a liquid, for example, a sponge. A sponge is not a beged, but it's going to be included in Schitas Begadim. Napkins, you said something very controversial. Now we have to, now you're jumping the gun, as they say. So first, let's go slowly. Schitas Begadim doesn't have to mean Begadim, but these are the Simanim. The Sifim, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudches is Schitas Begadim. And Begadim, of course, is Lav Davka. Like we're soon going to learn, it could be by sponges or cotton balls. It has nothing to do with Begadim, Shem Begadim. Okay. What is the chilah between Tezvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yudches? Each one is telling us a different prat in the halach. Tezvav is teaching us that there's halacha called Shema Yavoi Lischait, which means to put a cloth in a matziv where it absorbs water, we're afraid of Shema Yischait that you might squeeze out the water, so you're not going to put it in the situation where it'll absorb the water. That's the gzeir of Shema Yavoi Lidei Schita. Huh? Bayer is a child. There's a Tila David asks, how come it's not Bayer? If I remember correctly, there's a Tila David that speaks about it. He says, because by Bayer it has to be Minechod, Mashayin Kein, a Begin, and the Mayim becomes Shtei Minim in such a way that it's not Shai Bayer. I don't know. There's a Tila David about it. All right, I don't think it's relevant right here. I'm just not relevant to Lalach, anything. Yeah. But it's a child, I think, that the Achrayim ask, if I remember correctly, whatever. I think. I remember it's a Tila David like this thing. So we're learning Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. It's about Schitas Begadim. And Begadim is Lav Davka because it could even be sponges, cotton balls, and whatnot. So what is Tezvav? Tezvav teaches me the Shema Yavoi Lischait, which means even where it's not Schita, absorbing water becomes Aser Al Shema. Tezayin is the din of Schita itself, which is Aser Lahadek Muchen, which means you're not allowed to squeeze a soft cloth. Muchen is like a soft sponge, or actually it's like a cotton. And because there's a problem of Schita. So Tezvav is Shema Yavoi Lischait, and Tezayin is Schita. What is Yudzayin? Yudzayin is a special heter called Beis Achiza, which means when it has a handle, we're going to soon learn it could be Mutter, it's Machlokes Rishonim. And that's a sugya for itself, which will maybe cover tomorrow. Okay, you look at Taka the Shulchan Aruch, Svug ein mekanchen by elam ken yesh by beis achiza, which means a handle. So whenever there's a handle, so a sponge brush would become a little bit better because it has a handle. Is it mutter? We'll discuss it. It's a shayla. It's machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch paskens seemingly like the Ravid that it's mutter when it has a beis achiza. The Rambam is chaylik on this. Okay. What is Yudches? Yudches is a very long and complicated halacha, and that is that we're not really sure what's wrong with Schitas Begadim. Schitas Begadim could be Alts Dosh, or Schitas Begadim could be Alts Libah. If it's Alts Dosh, then the water cannot be Heilich Le'ibud, because if it's Heilich Le'ibud, it's not Derech Dosh. If it's Libah, it's the opposite. Heilich Le'ibud is the case of Libah. So the question would be, what happens if, in the case of Schitas Begadim, it's Heilich Le'ibud? So this is the Shulchan Aruch. Afal Pishev Shle Yischait, V'hu Shle Yitacht of Kli. Now we want that there shouldn't be underneath a Kli. The Kimach in Hanab Eschit Av Pesik Reisha, Eloi Nechalei. Okay, so that's the sugya of Pesik Reisha, Eloi Nechalei, when it's Heilich Le'ibud, and it's a complicated long halacha, as you could tell from just the length of the sif. Sif keeps on going. It's like a whole page sif, one of the longest sifim. And therefore, we'll get to it separately, or we'll just take out parts and pieces, which are Negei L'maisa to us. But these are the four sifim. So one is the Shema Yavoi Lischait. The second one is the Isser Hiduk, which means to squeeze something. The third one is whenever there's a base yad, then it becomes mutter. And the third halacha is psikreisha d'leinichale when there's no kli. So let's discuss prat one. When shema yavi lischem. When does this apply and how does it apply lamaisa to us? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch gives a disclaimer to the halacha of shema yavi lischem, and that is. To put on top of it the kli shedayim imenu, shema yavi lischei, because maybe it's going to get wet from the kli that you used to be dayla. You're taking with this like a shayev. It's something that you draw the water with. It's going to turn wet because of it, and then we're afraid you might come lidei shechita. Avo beged. This is the disclaimer now. Avo beged asa lifrei salav. Mutter, she'enai chayshish alav l'seichtai. Because you're not afraid, you don't care, what's the, let it be wet, what's the big deal? So whenever you're not afraid that it should be wet, there's no problem. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kat Mem Gimel, and he explains, she'arei l'kach osui, ve'enai makbid alav, imhushari b'mayim. Now, of course, if you want to be a real daikin, you could start clearing. What happens if it's not enai osui l'kach, and you rather don't care? That's a nice Mishnah Berurah diyuk. We'll call it not Nishkin Emesidi, a real strong diyuk, but a Mishnah Berurah diyuk. What happens if it's not Ein Osel Lekach? It's not meant for it, but you know, you rather don't care. All right, Efsha. You know, it's nice. It's a nice, to make the mind think a little bit. All right? So the Shaila becomes whenever it's Ein Osel Lekach, all right? So you don't have to worry because he doesn't care. So therefore, he's not makbid, so it becomes mutter. Okay. What happens l'chayra? Okay, so let's give a practical example of this. I would say a shmata. A shmata, you don't care if it's full of water. What do you care? Let it get dirty and wet. What's the difference? So l'chayra, a shmata, there's no problem if it gets wet, because you don't have to be worried about shema, yavai, lischay.
You don't want it to be moldy.
We don't want to be moldy. Mishka fella. Today there's washing machines. You throw it out. Who cares? And that's what I wanted. It's not meant to be squeezed. It's slow.
A napkin, maybe not.
You see, you're jumping the gun. I first want to give a case where you don't care. Let's discuss. A shmat is zikha the case where you don't care, right? You don't care if it's wet. You're saying it's getting moldy. Come on. It gets moldy anyway. It's not drying. As much as you soak it, it's still going to be wet. You don't care how wet it is. Who cares? Let it be wet. Most people anyway put in a washing machine, which I'm going to discuss, because obviously that you can't get in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to discuss that. I have a big chiddush over here, which again puts me in a realm of others that talk about things that, you know, Efshiyen, Efshinish, but who cares? I believe in what I'm saying. Point being, L'chayra, a shmata, yeah, something would be a good example, I think. I think it's a pretty good example of a, you're not makpid. I believe all the poskim today. That's how they talk. Shmat is one thing, and tells a different. Okay. Problem, even let's say by a shmat, at some point the shmat gets wet. You want to reuse the shmat, eh? Don't you want to if let's say especially it's a shmat, you're cleaning a wet floor. Who knows how wet it got, right? So let's say it's a lot of water. So even if it's a shmat, maybe you should worry about. Schita, because the second time, this year might come a second time. So I would say, enachanami, maybe takif, there's a lot of water. So we don't look at the cheftza, the shmata, we can look at the scenario, right? In a case where you yourself, right? Remember I told you this diuk? Is it about the shmata that it's eina asi l'kach? Or it's more about you, the individual? Like, for example, let's say it's not us lekach, but you personally don't care. What about the other way around? It's us lekach, but you do care. See my Mishnah Berurah? You see how I learn Mishnah Berurah Gevaldik, huh? You can work it both ways. Either you can learn the Mishnah Berurah, you need both to know you. One is you don't care, and it's not meant for it. So then we can split it both ways. What happens if it's not meant to get wet, and you personally don't care? For example, you have a very nice towel, but you don't care. You're a rich guy, who cares? Or the other way around. You taka have a shmata and it's also lekach, but you'd rather want to wipe a few times with it. What happens? So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah I'd like to draw your attention to in Shin Beis, Siv Kat Nun Tes, where I believe the Mishnah Berurah taka speaks about this case. And he says clearly that in a chanami, yeah, there's a problem of schita, shemayavi lischait, if you're chayshish. If you're chayshish, that again it's going to become that you're going to need it a second time. Shin bei, siv kat nun tes. Okay, says the Mishnah Bura. Okay, ubismartut ham yuchid lekach. You have it? Does everybody have it? It's next to the ayin beis. She'ein makbid ov l'soichtay l'kula al mashari. So this is the smartut, right? So obviously, Mr. Burr doesn't bring your cheshbin of the moldy and not moldy. You see, that, you know, he held that smartut is awesome. Yeah, first Mr. Burr?
I don't know if the smartut's got moldy in the case.
Yeah.
It
just
might have been a lot
more
thin.
Okay. All right. You know, here you could say what you want. There's no, we have no gedarim. As long as it makes sense, you could say it. Now, b'smartut ha'myuchid l'kach, she'ena makro l'seichtu l'kola ha'mashari. The Nira says the Mishabura, the aflan agabo kelim har be'shari. What does he want? He's saying this vart l'chay, right? You keep on wiping with it, it's getting wet, and you don't want to eat. You're going to want to be seichet so you can wipe more kalim with it. Says the Mishabur, still a shari. But look at his cheshbin. His cheshbin is interesting. You're allowed to do it. You don't have to worry, Shema Yavi Lischait. Keep on wiping with it. It's getting wet and more wet and more. Who cares? But he gives a cheshbin, which is not what I was really looking for. You don't care because it's a smart tut, so it's wet. So Mr. Bruce is a cheshbin. Yes, matut lach mitzarechot al yidei anigov yinagibah mitzarechot. But let's see, you talk of wiping a whole thing. Your kids spill the whole bottle of who knows what on the floor.
It gets wet on both sides.
It's getting wet, and maybe you have a shash, you're going to want to use it again. Maybe I can't use this Mishnah Berurah. See, this is called learning Mishnah Berurah. On one hand, you see smartut. You
can keep. I've never come to the
one side. Depends. When you wipe a pot, I could hear. You wipe pops, it gets wet, but not, well, not all over. But if you wipe a lot, it gets very wet. That's the shayla. So maybe.
And gimel on the shartzin also. He brings down red hat.
I'm getting the shartzin. I'm getting the shartzin. I thank him. I'm there. Give me a minute. I can't. There's a halach of trei kali loy mishtami and zicha not to be said. Trei kali bevasachas. Only the Eibishter was able to say nasa v'nishma bevasachas. Like, I can't do it. So we just learned the Mishnah Berurah. Now let's learn Ayin Gimel in the Sharetzin.
If you spill, let's say, a whole thing of water to dump towels in it, that's no game what we're learning now? Or that's
yes.
That
yes.
Sounds like it.
Yes. We're going to go through everything. We're not even going to get to Nida and then washing and then cleaning your side. We're going through 2 days worth. Because the truth, like I said, I'm Balachrayis. I missed yesterday, then today we have to do double. Ayin Gimel, only if the Olam lets me, and if you don't let me, it's your fault. Okay, v'aftu l'chayru mashmur advaz, da'af b'miyuchid, ein l'hakl mitam shizkatenu, ben kli l'kli, k'dei she'eroi l'nagav oitbo, advaz is mashma, that we still are worried by a miyuchid, which means even if it's a shmata where you don't care, ein l'hakl mitam, why? Because of my cheshbon. So you see that the Sharatzin brings to the Radbaz that maybe you should worry Shem Yischatenu between and between. So he says, Shom Koy al Mapik Tana. He's going Tak on a map, which means maybe if the Shash is there, then it's there. It's Anachanami. Every case is different. Let's say a guy knows he has to wipe up a lot and he only has one. And I keep on saying he only has one. I keep on stressing that. He only has one. Because if he has more, so let him take another one, right? He only has one. So the chashash of schit is there, and then it becomes what, Rabbi Yisai? It becomes mutter. Aser. What?
If he has more than one, he has to take another one.
He doesn't say. It's a svar.
It's less of a chashash.
All I'm saying, you see that it depends on not so much aser, mutter. What's the case? What's in front of? Will he? Won't he? It's a gzera, not on the smartut. It's a gzera on the matziv. That's what I'm really looking. It's not a gzeir on the shmata. It's a gzeir on the matzah. Because the matzah is such that he'll be shemayot, which is interesting. Usually it's not that way. Usually we don't go on your story and your scenario, what you're saying, you know. But you see, over here.
But if he has another one, he's not going to squeeze it.
That's what we're saying.
No matter how much he uses it.
That's right. That's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're saying. Possibly, if he has another one, so enachanami wouldn't apply, and it's mutter. But we don't have to worry. Shami yavelischa, you use the second one. That's what I'm showing you.
So you're not going to want to do that much laundry, so you use this one as much.
Again,
as
if there is,
I'm saying it depends on the situation.
Every case is different. I'm just showing you. You see that the Sharatzin went all the way into the case, right? What happens if it's a small mop? It's a big mop. But you're going to use one of you. You're going to wipe on one side, wipe on the other side. It's so technical. So you see on the Metzius more. It's not so much on a din, a klolis dik a din. Okay, now. And like I said, lefize im yesh chada, if he only has one, we'll soon see. Now, so it comes out according to this, if he has only one towel, and it's a tak a lot of water, right, he'll have to be chayshas shem yavalitzchay. But if not, if he has a lot of towels, then you don't have to be chayshas. Okay. This rabbi say,
people are towels? Or they leave it up to dry.
Oh, now you're getting into what I really believe. Give me a few minutes. You see, this is where I come. This is what I did here. This is what I did over here was more, you know, groundwork. My, so to speak, brainstorms is coming in a minute. Give me a few minutes, huh?
Expertise.
Not expertise, but I'm saying what I want to see in the halacha. I have a psachidish to say. We're getting there in a minute, okay? I have a shy like this. Today, okay, so you know what, because you brought it up, I was actually going to bring it up later, we'll bring it up now also, and then we'll bring it up later as well. I'm not so sure today Bechlau was Seichet. Today, when you want, you put in the laundry.
No.
I don't think you're Seichet. No, people in the laundry. People put everything back in the laundry and that's it.
Huh? You see the clean lady squeezing the shmat over the bottom.
Yeah. I can't hear what?
Squeeze it out first.
You're right.
I don't know. Not in my house.
He's right. You always see the clean lady squeezing the shmat over the bucket.
Squeeze it out. Mop up.
That's when they mop a floor. I'm talking about.
It's a big mess. If it's a big mess on the counter, then
yeah, because they want to reuse it.
Right.
You're missing the story.
I'm
talking about a different akuda. I'm talking about a different akuda. Okay, so let me explain to you. Reusing, Rabbi, so listen carefully. Reusing is just right here in the Sharatzion. The original halacha is not about reusing. The original halacha is that you're makpid that it shouldn't be wet. That we don't have today. That's what I want. I want you to listen to the original halacha. The original halacha is about makpid and not makpid. The original halacha also lifrei sudap. Sharatzin is something else. The Sharatzin is in a case where it's a shaila of reusing it. It's a different sugya. The original shaila of shem yavi lischait is chayshes here. Beged also lifrei. He's ain't a makbid. It's something else. It's kind of questions. Are you makbid that it should get wet? Be wet. In that halacha, in all this, there's no such halacha. There's no. It's bismanas that we don't. The whole sugya doesn't apply. So knows even a towel, I'm trying to tell you. What's the sugya? A towel, which is something you mak, but should be wet. We don't have that today.
You put it back in the
laundry room and finished, and that's all. It doesn't apply. Yeah. The apply is in this case, fakert. What time even better? It only applies by a smart tut. Originally, the way it starts off, the halach is it's only by a regular towel is taka aser, and a smart tut is mutter. Because it's because ain't a makbid on it. I think today it's the other way around. The only shiloh is by a smart tut because you want to use it again.
Wipe your hands on your shirt.
Huh?
Wipe your
hands. First of all, you're not allowed to do that for starters. Tadus is kash l'shikcha. It's one of the things which kash l'shikcha. So that's one. And two is you're wiping your hands on your shirt. So what's your shiloh?
You're really getting it that wet that you're worried.
And then you're worried to what? That you don't want to. You want to squeeze out so it should remain wet.
Yeah.
That's not. We're going to learn soon.
Get your shirt wet enough that you're not going to wipe your hands.
I know, but we're going to learn soon that about wiping hands. Hands doesn't have so much water that it should be a problem anyway. It's unfortunate in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now, the Shaila becomes this Shaila. Forget about Schita right now. After we just finished Schita of Shema Yavai afterwards. How about the Schita of During? Wipe something that's wet, you're wiping, pushing down your weight as you're wiping, should you worry about schita over there? So this is also a first halach in the next halach. That's tezayin. Also lahadeg muchin, you're not allowed to squeeze muchin. Befi pach sheyesh mashkin mishum schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah. What's the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Umayrik sheim lachim in amashkin shebesoy chakli. Vafilu heim asui lekach. You see Mishnah Berurah siv katan mem dalid. Here it's asur, even if it's asui lekach. Even if it's asui lekach. Why? Mishum de behida kamuchim besoich piapach bali de schita. So this would be asur, even in an asur, which means let's say a smartut. Even if you have a shmata, so you're not afraid of the shema yavo. If afterwards you'll come to be seiched it because you don't care that there's water in it. But the issue might be while you're using it.
It's
nothing. It's a problem. The problem of schita, real schita. It's a problem of schita. So that's what I'm trying to say. In other words, there's two sugis in the smartut. There's one tezayin afterwards shema yavo, and therefore you can't use it in the first place. And then there's another sugi while using it might be over schita.
So what's it sound not like that? Why?
We'll soon see. Yeah, maybe it'll, okay. We'll soon see. I believe, and I think it's meduyik over here very stark, that for that halacha of while you're wiping wet off a hard surface, you need it should be vaday bali de schita. It has to be not just it could be that it might come liday. Because first of all, let's look at the lashonis of the Mishnah Berurah. He says vafilu heim asuyin lekach nami asur mishum de behida kamuchim besayif piapach bo. He doesn't say shema yavoi. He doesn't say that it's karav liyos. He says ba. And if you look further, he talks about psikresha. He says vafila soiv nimshar mashkin chutz mimayim meim b'mishum labin hikamaka masur shiyotza mashka blu b'vina v'techa pach v'av b'chlal disha k'moy seichet zizma novim v'av sheinu miskavim l'zeh hikamaka im psik reisha. Where does he say Karev? Actually, he killed my Var. Where is this? What is this? Memtes? Gamze, Shavakin, the members of Abdu Merkel, Isa Dilma, Osir,
they skipped.
He brought down, though, that. You see, David Karev, he said, I skipped this. I lost. I see, I didn't have this. The shard. I, let me work. Give me a minute. I want to see if it's saved Demis. Chemerk, Sasash, Inami, Shin Shem, Yahadik, Hate, the Bidin, Shehei, Boy, Psik, Reisha. The Motzia Dover. Machain, Osir, Lahadik, Bemuchin, Lach, Klau. So that's talking the tutzdadim of the Sharatzim. That's talking the tutzdadim. How far does it have to be? Does it have to be a real psik reisha? Or does it have to be... So why he says, Lamais in the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins klar, that it has to be a real psik reisha. I have a raya klar. He says a few times in all through the Mishnah Berurahs. I don't know why, I just missed the Sharatzim. So let me read it again. Gam zesh sham, chay kosav amogin avrom lil basim in shin beisif.
If it's kemat, psikresha doesn't have to be mamish psikresha. Actually, I'm going to rub somewhere. It doesn't have to be mamish psikresha. If it's kemat psikresha, that's also psikresha.
But it's a very big nafkamina. You hear the nafkamina? I mean, I know all the svarim bring it down this way. They bring it down whenever there's a chshas schita. When you use it, there's a chshas schita, then you're not allowed to do it. The way we're learning in this Mishnah Berurah, it's not just a chshas. It has to be a guaranteed. It has to be something that will happen. I'll tell you where I saw this klar. I saw this klar, and I'm a little surprised, Lamaisa, how, in other words, is he in the Mishnah Berurah, right, is he in this Mishnah Berurah saying one thing and in the Sharatzim saying something else? Or he's being masber in the Mishnah Berurah? Let me show you where I'm coming from. In Shin Bei Sif Yud,
but Lemaisa, either pshat or the shartzi, and you're saying that also, even though it's not.
I'm asking my question is, how far? Does it have to be that we're afraid maybe? Or the pshat is that it has to be almost a maybe? See, on the afraid maybe, it's really two pshatim, but it's one is farther than the other, really.
The second one requires even further.
Further, right? Because you now do something because it might come to a psik reisha. And the second pshat is you need psik reisha, which is almost psik reisha. And in the Mishnah Berurah's Mashma, you need psik reisha, which is real psik reisha.
You just go in the case of the Mechaber.
I understand.
The case of the Mechaber, either way, is either psik reisha or
good, but lemaisa. So I want to know, the question is when you have to write over the halacha lemaisa, are you allowed to wipe a hard surface? So the question is, it might be schita. So what? It might be schita. It's almost guaranteed it'll be schita. When you have to worry that you might come to schita, how do you write this halacha?
You worry to come to
schita. So it's a shaila how to learn up. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma, it's bali de schita, and it's a psik reisha.
You have to write the two shartins. It's either very likely to be schita.
That's what I'm telling you.
Or even if it's not extremely likely.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. And I don't know how to be, who decides how to be machriya. I don't know. So I guess l'chumra, that's what the Velt does. The Velt writes, whenever it comes, that it might come, l'idei schita, it's already good enough. Maybe that's the pshat. But I'll show you where I'm coming from. In Shin Bei Sif Yud, let's see what it says. Here. Aroiche it's yad of toiv, l'nagvam b'koyach. Zubzu, ulahasim hem amayim kifia choltai. Koidim shiakanchim bimapa. Yeah? So if someone is reichet yod of toiv, lenagvam, first you have to wipe them, not with a towel. Why? Because we're afraid if you wipe with a towel, you might come into the problems of schita. Now, let's take a look at if you'd base. Also, a nag of kais. What about a kais? Are you allowed to wipe a cup with a towel? So, also a nag of kais shahoye by mayim or yayin b'mapa. Why? Mishum da osi lidei schita. He might come to schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kat Nuntes. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzayin alaymar. Afila poiskim le'il b'siv tes le'emrim b'zeshri osu zeh kibusai. Even though the actual wiping is not a problem, your hands are wet, you're wiping, it's no problem. Because actually you're not cleaning anything. The mapa was clean to begin with. So there you have halacha of Shema Yavoi, right? Which is our sugya. Our sugya is Shema Yavoi. And if you look at Siv Katan Samach, he explains in what case you have to worry Shema Yavoi. Ayin b'achroinim shesosmu debekoi shutzar ein l'nagboi afilu b'smartut hamyuchad l'kach, which is what I explained to you, right? Even a regular shmata, the efsher shaloi lavoi lidei schita. The same halacha. You're saying the Shema Yavi is one halacha, and Tezayin is where the Isser is. Yeah, but I said, so what do you want? It should be Asal Shema Yavi. I don't see what you want. So every time that it's Karav L'Schita, it should be having a problem with Shema Yavi, no?
Unless you're saying that you're Isser. Also, the Hadik is the
Uraisa. Not the case of the Shacharot.
Again, the Shacharot talks about a kais.
The
Shacharot
is not talking about a
kais. He's saying, not like the Shacharot, right? You know? I'm asking a kais like this. Again, there's halacha, you're allowed to wipe your hands. So halacha is, you're allowed to wipe your hands. That's clear. Haroich, it's yadav. And the Ramos chaylik on this. Hagav yesh kaznei lachash l'za. You have nothing to worry about. Otherwise, how do you have a lot of wipe your hands with a towel on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wipe your hands with a towel? Are you allowed to wash your hands and why? Yeah, and then this Ramah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to wipe your hands with a towel. Okay. How about a cup? You wash the dishes. Are you allowed to wipe the dish with a cup with a towel? Also, the nagim koy shahoyi b'mayim yayim b'mapa. Why? Because you're going to come l'idei schita. Which schita are you going to come from? Asmashim shambal yavali de schita. Not afterwards. While you're wiping. Where? While you're wiping. No, of course. This is not that they were afraid of me so much water you'd have to do schita.
While you're
wiping. This is the while you're wiping problem.
Okay.
So this is while you're wiping, you might come with a schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah. And the Achronim say, by a koishu tsar, ein lo nagvay. Why? Because it's vadei ba. According to this Mishnah Berurah over there, would you show me a sharetzin? You don't need the vadei ba. Even if it's not vadei ba. What do you need vadei ba for? This is my deal, that the Mishnah Berurah there is machria like the Mishnah Berurah here, that it's bali day and psirei. I hold this is worth $1 million. This is the deek of the year.
Huh? What's all the
Shema Yavis
over here?
He says, the Ayin Bachreinim Shasasmu, the Mekoy Shehu Tsar, Ein Lenagvay. Afilu Besmartut, Amiyuchid, Lekach. The Efshel Shloy Lovi Lidei Schita.
And earlier, in the
Avodavar, he's going to the same halacha, no? Mishum.
He said, Ellen came in Akiva Kedem Harvey, the Oz Karoiv Hadavar Shiavon the Day Schita.
That's something else. But Chuvus Radbas, Kosselin, Yenig of Kais of Karad, the Elamin is Zarmazel, the Emidev that Kli Mayim, Kokashi of the Day Schita. There isn't enough. Ellen came in Akiva Kedem Harvey, the Oz Karoiv Hadavar Shiavon the Day Schita, Ben Kli Likli. That's different, Shema Yavi Lischait. That's the Shema Yavi Lischait of you, you'll want to dry it. And this is the Shema Yavi Lischait while you're doing it. And in the Shema Yavi Lischait, one second. This is $1 million. This is $1 million in the Mishnah Berurah. The first Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Tes is talking about you're going to want to dry the towel to reuse it. So that's Karav Hadavar, is good enough. Mashenkin, in while I'm drawing, while I'm doing it, is there a schita? So if it's a tsar, if it's in a very thin cup, which we'll soon get to, Rishon Zalman speaks about what's called a thin cup. So you see the lashon vadai, like the Mishnah Berurah here, vadai. That's
is it
because otherwise it's in miskaven,
or
it's beautiful thoughts. Beautiful thoughts. What is
it? Mukhav? That's mitzvah.
Ah, well, he says tsar. You see, he's master. That it should be vadai.
That's the necessity.
He's saying is you don't have to, because it was, even if it was kara, but he has to say vadai, because anyway it's vadai. So who cares? You're wiggling your way out of a beautiful deal. Oh, I can't say.
What's the reason why you need Vade? Because otherwise it's saying Miskaven?
Psikration. You need Psikration to Tasser.
So what's the case of the Shukran?
Where
the
Shukran
says
Shema Yavu,
the Asi
Lide Schita.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Vade. Yeah, Asi Lide Schita. You come to Schita. Asi means you'll come to Schita.
And
Nun Tess is talking about two
Shema
things.
Shema Yavu, Lide Schita.
That's Shema when he's going between. There's
no,
two
no, the beginning. What's the winner? A few of our place can well be test the way. One was actually also taking this mission. Over here, also mission Shema Yavai this.
Yeah, that's what he means. The Shema, I understand, but that's what he means, Shema Yavai.
And then he says, Mashenkin by Samartut, it's Mutter, Mashenkin by Kais Tsar. Everyone agrees that it's always Usr, even with the Samartut, because over there, Yivali will come with this.
So he's saying,
the Shulchan Aruch is when it's not a Kais Tsar, and it depends on this and that. And
when it's not a kois tsar, then it's nachal. Also, nagav shemayim mishum daasi de schita. Mishum afilu a pois mishum tad loy minu b'zeshas ukibud mishum damam minu mitchila. Afilu achi also mishum shema yovid de schita. But what do you call? You mean the lash of shema? You don't like that lash of shema? I said in the iser of iser, he should have said shema. He should have said, yeah, but that's the iser. The Shema is not what we're afraid of. Shema is the Isser. You're not doing Schita.
What?
Are you doing Schita? No, it's that you might come to Schita. So look at the word of Shema. The question is how much of a Shema is. Is it Vadi Shem? Is it Vadi that it'll be?
I just think that this Mishnah when you, is when you wipe, a new thing. In the tzir that the
are you masking that when you wipe? Are you he's going a new test. When you wipe something, there's no question that it's a case of wiping. It's not a case of schita. But the problem is Shema Yavali De Schita. It might come to schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only Shema. Say, because that's what the chashash is. But how much of a chashash is it? You see that you need karv levada. Otherwise, unless you're saying because that's the mitzvah. I am. That's kenzai. Okay, so let's leave it right now with this. That l'chayra. Yeah? Right? Okay, that l'chayra, it's not clear. That indeed, how much of a chashash does it have to be to aser? Is the Shemi over the Ischita Vadai, Karl Vadai, Psikresha? How it's not clear these Mishtaburs, okay? So any Poisik that writes that even if it might come to Chash, which is the way they write it, I guess they're going Lechumra because they're not sure.
Is this Bi'a Halach over here?
I'm getting there right there. I'm getting into the Bi'a Halach right now.
Like
give me a minute. Now, the Bi'a Halach, interesting. The last line of the Bi'a Halach, Valkei Nira. The Bishas Adchak Ein Limcha is Biyad Hamekel Nagib Bekoyz Sar. So I bechal don't chap what's going on. You see clearly that even when it's Vaday, that it's going to come Lidei Schit Tzmutus. So what do you do with the halach over there?
It seems like there's a
shayla. I know, sir. So what do you do? How do you put the two sugyas together?
It seems like there's a shayla where the deer's upset.
Correct. So if you look over there, here it's Mashma. No, the Bishas Ein Limcha is Biyad Hamekel. No. Right.
So we have to get this clear. I don't know what this means.
So I'm saying he meant to say was that it's not a mamish psik resh, but it's karev, right? It's a karev. He's not arguing. One guy's not saying apples, the other guy's saying oranges. They're saying that it's within the realm of psik resh, but it's not mamish psik resh. So the shaila is once you have this bir halacha, I don't know how you put the two sugyas together. This bir halacha seems to be saying that
what
even
bir
halacha says that there's two ways how to learn tsar. And the Magen Avram says, you look at the boat stadim, and he says you could be makel that even by a tsar, as long as you're not makel on the smartut, it's mutter. Tzich a kariv, tzich a very close, tzich a those sharatzians that it's kariv liois schita. And yet he's makel, so I'm not sure how to stel the two together, unless you say my word. That there it's not mamish psikresha, and you take a need the psikresha, either sharatzians, he's not paskin like those sharatzians, he's paskin like he paskins, that it has to be mamish a real psikresha. So then it would come out that only if it's a real psikresha, then it's awesome, otherwise it's not awesome. That's what I want. Do it yourself. I there's no time for it. Do it. Look at the Bialacha. This is Bialacha. Okay, do it, Magana from. Okay, now. I also didn't understand what he calls Shas Hadchak. Like, what is that? Valkei Nira, the Shas Hadchak. What do you mean? It's not going to look nice if it's wet, the cup, you can't use it. I mean, what do you call Shas Hadchak? I'm not really sure.
It's also in Limchas. Yeah. It's not saying Shas Hadchak, go ahead and do it.
Yeah. So what do you want to say? Yeah? What? I guess the Archim, and it looks nice. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Yeah. A little used.
Well, the Shas Hadchak might be going on the Mechir. And then,
whatever, you might hear it. No, he's going to Shas Hadchak if the guy needs it. No. Okay, near the Shas Hadchak, meaning if a guy is stuck, I guess it means that you have an oirich, and if it's a little wet, it doesn't look nice, you have to go wipe it. I agree with Rabbi Yoel. L'chayra, that's, I guess, that becomes Shas Hadchak. But what's called a kaisar? That's not defined over here. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas the Chelik Al Perik Yubeis Arin the Tess says it's like a soda bottle.
Aleph Yubeis.
Yeah, Chelik Al Perik Yubeis Arin the Tess. He says like a soda bottle. That's called tsar.
Yeah.
Like a bakbuk, you know. It's. But any other cup that like we have cups, he says, that's not called kaisar. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch was worried about. Tsar is this is not called a tsar, and therefore you're allowed to wipe it. Okay, very nice tickle from Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So technically, any cup is mutter. So something that has like a thin spout, then it might be a problem, I guess, or anything that has a spout, anything that has like a maybe like a water urn has like a spout, and you want to get in there to dry it. I guess then it'll come to Lidei
Schita. I mean, especially telling how much water is inside.
That's true, but in the case of Tsar, what's the story of Tsar? The story of Tsar is, says Rav Shmuel Zalman, it means like a bakbuk, but any cup is not negeya. Okay. L'chayra, like I said, shmatis, right, is the only sugya, but dish towels, right, dish towels, vada, kamesha, you missed the shit today like you never said. Habesi Maskin. I had you
what's
in mind. Huh? I had you in mind, you know. I wanted to tell
I came
you
yesterday.
Yesterday you said the best of my life.
Maish, I'll give you my best take. It's good that I listened to it. We went through beautiful. No, it's not beautiful the way we went through the city. Shame it developed. Let me tell you, I talk like nobody else talks. I have tremendous hours, I tell you. The M's I love every word. By me it's diamonds. What should I do? It's weird talk, Mustafa. Let me talk. What should I do?
Remember?
What? It's because I had to talk like this, huh?
Why is it weird?
I don't know what to tell you. Let me ask you, if you went into a museum, honestly, Dennis, I just want to know, if you walked into a museum, and you said, wow, and this and that, every prop would be moired by you, know? I look at every word. I look at every word, every chiddush, every kud, every knetch. Shame, give a kud for shame, look how beautiful it is.
I don't think I would get excited over a museum like that. I'm excited, like scream at the other people, like look.
You mean not like this? You're telling this is different.
I don't think the island would get like too overreactive over.
We wouldn't, but there are plenty of people that would.
Like you see a mummy in a museum, you get like wow. Like,
last time that museum, a mummy came as any barrel. Mummies are wherever you go; they're all mesa. Okay, so the nice of us left the dumb. Land that crazy aside, that a smartut is a davar. Was a mensch is nish makbid. Mashen kain. I guess a towel. He's makbid that it should be bal. So I want to tie into this chiddush. Not bisman hazeh. Nobody cares if his towel's got wet because we like to sign the washing machine again. The plastic at the chef. You don't have to be worried about schita. So today you could use. For a regular wet on the floor, gissach of the floor, use your towels, no problem. All the chayim say not like that. Now, I have a shaila. What happens? Towels. You want some towels? Get your mac on the wall.
I don't know.
But that's pizelach. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, not Shabbos.
That's not because of Hamayim Shabluyim.
No.
It's not in the Shechita Shabbai.
It's
not the Mayim. You don't want it to be used in the Za'oifin that you clean dirty things from the floor.
I don't want to use that one.
Why? It gets washed, it's like nothing. Especially it's Vassar.
It's
Metchum Vassar.
It's Metchum
Vassar.
You get stained.
Yeah, it's a Shechita. You're going to be one of Seichit. Once it gets dirty, then it's dirty. Once it gets stained, the Shechita part is not going to help you anyway.
When you pick up the sopping wet towel from the puddle, is that going to come with the Shechita and the Mais itself?
That's what we're going to talk about. That's the next step.
But that you said you need Vade.
That you need Vade.
I don't know if that's right.
The Chayim say, as long as it's Bali Dechshash, and I showed them Klo, Chayim Banach, you'll take the tape. I showed them Klo, it has to be Vadei from the Mishnah. Okay, now, paper towels. So there's a Gevali Gitshuv in the Shiva Zatzal, in Chayli Beis are Chayim Simen Ayin. So the Moshe writes that paper towels is not Shaykh to Libun. Towel is Shaykh to Libun. Yeah. Towel. It's Libun, Kibbutz. It's meant to be taken, used, and thrown in the garbage. So there's no problem. So I never really understood Ramesh, and I'll tell you why. And I think the big chidushim come out of this tshuva, and it's negeir to many things, la'alacha, negeir to nidan Shabbos, many, many things are negeir for. Give me a few minutes. The be'alacha brings down that by mayim, there's no problem of dash. Bir in yibiktsara, ki yadu adas rabbeinu tam, the yeshnei in yoni schit, the famous bir alacha, this is the aside of all schit is begotten. Bir in yibiktsara, ki yadu adas rabbeinu tam, siyatu, the yeshnei in yoni schit, hainu, schit of imayim, isur mishum libun. It's not because of dosh, it's because of libun. Right? Page kuf mem vav, very important bir alacha. Very, this is how everybody starts this. We spoke it out. I mean, it's the Yisoy. Right. It could either be Libun or it could be Dosh. So he says by Mayim it's called what? It's called Libun. And by other things it's called Dosh. Right? Because by Waikia Mayim Hochel Ibud. V'leidami l'dash. Oh, this is a big machlaikis. So the Shiva Zatzal is obviously learning that it's only al-tzlibun and not al-tzdash, because al-tzdash, so what are you going to say? Bishla, if you learn that it's libun, so you can make a shtickle taira. Yeah, but wait a minute, I have two nekudas. So wait a minute. So Pashtus, the Rashiva talks as Chiddush and Libun. So I was clarifying, but what do you do if it's al-tzak, al-tzdash, the second shita? So obviously we don't paskin like that, right? Obviously he's going only with libun, not with dash. The only thing he could say is maybe the Shiva held that it's not Shayach because since it's Mayim, it's Hayoch Libun. I don't believe this is called Hayoch Libun. You know the case where Shiva was talking about? You want to make it wet lechatchila. Shiva says if you take a paper towel, you make it wet so you can wash the table. He says it's mutter. He says it's mutter. Shiva's talking about a different case. He's not talking about that you're cleaning the table.
Washing the table, you seichet the mayim.
Oh, so I want to say this chidush, but I lost that. I have too many tummy chum around me. They don't let me talk. I want to clear. Maybe the Shiva held that that's not called hayloch libut. No, that's not called not libut. Even if I'm using it because I want the water to go on the table, but I know I'm ruining the water. It's not. So the shayla is nikui called hayloch libut.
The original maisa was to keep the water. Afterwards,
but and even that was because I want to wash the table.
But you still wanted the water.
I want the water. So then, when if I want the water, it should be no good, right?
Probably.
I'm claiming maybe the Rashiva held that's called Hayloch Libun. And I'll tell you the truth. I said this years ago, and people used to make fun of me. You have no idea how much galechter I had. I found it today. Reb Shlomo Zalman says the same svar. I'll show you what he says. He says the exact same svar. Remember the exact same svar. Should we fast forward to get to the svara, or should we get in order? Okay, let's fast forward to get to the svara. Okay, here it is. Shmir Shabbos Tikkunim Perik Yedal Ha'aretz Tadal. Ramesh, go ahead, look at it. In the third chelik.
What is it again?
What the time that could be when you hear the svara? It's Hamayidik Svara. That when I take a Perik Yedal Ha'aretz Tadal. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how much the Eilim was mamish hacking me for this thing. I said, well, there was a Schwartzman used to have a chabur for Shabbos, you know Schwartzman from Rabbi Yosef, the reason he talked to me. So I said this vod over there, his chabur. The Eilim was shying, kvitching, you have no idea what I got for this one. Nah, what do you mean? You need it. You tackle want the water.
Hey, it's also the teicha eichel also.
Huh?
It's also the teicha eichel. The mime is not on its own. It's going on the table.
Come on.
It's going on the table. So it's not, no, it's the mime is not.
It's kaira. It's no different than kaira. Put water into a kaira. It's called teicha kaira.
You're going to use the mime. It's going to be vanishing.
Yeah, but you're using it.
It's using it, but not using it for the mind purpose. It's going
to
vanish.
You're using it to clean the table.
It's going to go onto the table.
I'm playing devil's advocate. They were using it to clean the table.
You're not going to see the water. It's gone.
Perik Yudal and Aret Tzadik Dalet. Huh? Perik Yudalit. Perik Yudalit. Aret Tzadik Dalet. It's got to be the cup. I know for sure. I saw it. You know, I have a line in yeshiva. All my Talmidim in yeshiva have know this. If you have diabetes, this you can't hear this vote. I would say this. Whoever has diabetes can't hear this vote. Thomas Helm. Whoever has diabetes shouldn't listen to this. Baby wipes? No. What's the head to the baby wipes? What do you mean, Hakoyle Hakoyle? What does he mean? Because you're cleaning a dirty table. You're cleaning a dirty bag. But it's the same vault. Same vault. I couldn't stop. I saw it today. I go, Gewaldic. It's Gewaldic. I can't even tell you how Gewaldic this is.
You're not all baby wipes?
He says at the end not. I don't know why. He changes his mind. Like Toyk de Dibur. He says that business is finished. She farted with fire. I don't know. First of all, I will get to baby wipes in a minute. I hold her Moshe would hold the whole thing's an Irish guy because he holds papers anyway he's booked to. It doesn't make a difference. Ramesha holds Libra. The whole sugi is Libra. By Mayim, it's only Libra what Ramesha holds, right?
It isn't Mayim, it's Mayim.
I don't know, what else is it?
It's alcohol.
So that's called Mayim. It's called Mayim. What do you think? So it's not called Mashkim, it's not alcohol.
No.
And it's not alcohol, alcohol. How could it be alcohol? How could it be alcohol? It'll burn the baby's skin. It's not alcohol. It's water.
It's water.
Okay, we're going to talk. Now let's go back, okay? Yeah, because he changed his character. Okay, he meant that Afal Pekin, he doesn't want it because Mustam Al, you know, Bliyash Al Shanghai, the kind of thing. The whole Velt is mamish, baby wipes. I'll tell you what the Velt's going to tell you about baby wipes. Okay, come, let's go back. I'll give you a hint. Ramosha says when it's paper towels, there's no Libra. So what's it talking about? Elamai, you're going, you know, it's
Lidech. You say Libra, you're making it dirty.
No.
It's not
Libra. No. Shiva's not
I
but you know, like, oh, you know what you told me? You're chayv cheskila.
Better to machmir, go to spritz.
Better to be maker. Different halach.
It's very hard to
see this. Shiva, honestly, what did I say? Shiva holds with this paper. Is it paper or is it a towel? What is it? Paper. It's not so bad. It's a paper towel. It's a paper towel. Shiva holds by paper, there's no leaving. So what's it talking about? Okay, so let's go back to here. Should we rewind? Okay, let's go back. Oh, it's Ma'ariv. What's the window?
No, down
so what do we do? What was last night? Do you probably show? Tell show. You had a minion last night? Oh, okay. Oh. He wants I should finish.
I have to go.
I will map shift to my. Advice: I listen to me. Keep in mind what happened. Don't be a siach nasrut.
He's so
tzibracha. Huh?
He's so
tzibracha. I'm tzibracha. Can you imagine what he feels like? I mean, any normal person tzibracha. Well, that's the problem. It's a fell chazach. Spal the Ebsh is giving kayach to chazik
himself.
He's spoken
it by the Levi.
The Levi looks strong. It's normal.
That's
normal.
He said, he said.
I don't know.
Are you feeling